Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
WXLKHD. Rono.
Good people of Earth and all of our listener friends who listen on Mars and Uranus, it is Friday! Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I wonder if they have Fridays on Mars, just like we have Fridays here.
Maybe every day is a Friday on Mars.
Ooh, that would probably be nice.
Be nice.
You say probably, because I feel, based on what it sounds like, and it, you know, we're trying to put people on Mars for whatever reason, what it sounds like it's going to be there in order to live feels like the worst Tuesday ever, every single day of your life.
For us.
You think?
But for the aliens.
Oh, for the aliens.
I mean, it's a Friday for them.
All right.
It's like, it's not about us.
Yeah.
It's their Friday.
Because they said they're always trying to find intelligent life. So maybe they're actually taking all of our good ideas
and not using
any of our bad ideas. So there's no Tuesdays on Mars.
Ah,
it's
okay.
All Fridays. Mm-hmm.
This makes total sense. Yes.
That's why they're the intelligent life.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But for us, it's Tuesday every day on Mars. We're doing all the work.
Oh, yes.
They're doing all of the probing.
It's hellacious for us, but yes. But for them, it's good.
Is there anybody listening who would seriously want to go live on Mars?
Probably. There's at least a couple people.
I'd visit. And then can I decide?
Visit?
Why not? Can I swing through?
I feel like you visit.
That's can I swing through like on a holiday weekend or something?
I gotta be honest. I have no desire to go to, say, India, for example. Just, it's not on my bucket list.
Yeah.
So Mars is way further.
Only if this planet was about to go.
That's the only way.
Yep. That's the only way I would consider it. And even then, I'm like, well.
So if somebody paid you, if somebody paid you to get in the space shuttle and go to Mars, you wouldn't do it?
No. I mean, nope.
Like for a second, you're like, well, maybe.
I was thinking about the amount, and I'm like, no, I wouldn't.
There's a lot going on. But yeah, I mean, if you go to Mars, like they say they're going to send people to Mars, here's the deal, and you can text in 52353. You ain't coming back.
Right.
Okay? Guaranteed death on Mars or possibly in space.
The people they're sending
are not coming back. That is, they've already said that.
You sign your waiver, you're staying.
Uh-huh. You're going, you're gone.
The issue is the commute. It takes 150 to 300 days to get from Earth to Mars.
Uh-huh.
That's the issue.
But that's okay because this is a one-way commute. Once you get there, it don't matter. But you live on Mars from now on.
You have time to get used to space. Just be used to it.
And
just
look around and let your body get acclimated.
Uh-huh.
I get the feeling like those people are going to go, and they'll probably make it there.
Yep.
But I get the feeling they're going to make it there, and we're going to lose all contact with them for some reason. You know, the Wi-Fi is going to go out or whatever. And they're just going to be there, and we're all going to wonder, like, I wonder what ever happened to those people on Mars.
Oh,
no, we're
going
to lose our contact because a Friday doesn't want to talk to a Tuesday anymore.
That's true, yeah. If the Martians eat them, that would be interesting as
also
well.
Also true.
So good morning. It's one of those. It's a
Happy
Friday. That's what it is. Let me just say a big fat thank you to Shots.
Oh, yeah, you feeling better now?
I'm starting to feel like a normal human again. Thank you, steroid shot. I think I would like to arrange that I can get a steroid shot every Tuesday.
Just
every Tuesday.
Yeah, just a quick little shot in your arm, little boost for the rest of the week. Oh, man, they're great. Pep you right up.
Yeah.
The only downfall of the steroid shot, if you've never had one, is everything tastes funny.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
I've never had one before.
Even just when you're taking steroids in general, I find they mess with your taste buds. Because when you take a steroid, it's got a weird little flavoriness to it, and it just kind of hangs on your tongue.
Yeah.
So everything
has... Eat a lot.
Has just a little. Well, yeah, and you're eating a lot. And you're thinking, I don't even know what I'm eating. I have no idea. I can't taste any of this. I don't know. So good morning. It's Friday. We are ready to roll. I'm going to give you $5,000 right at 7 o'clock. And that'll be our apology tour after we do our Thang hacks. Because sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're toilet seats around your head. We'll explain in a few. Diamond of the Day is next.
There's a new dating trend that some folks may want to know about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
By some folks, you mean mostly nobody.
Well, mostly guys.
That's what it sounds like.
I think guys need to know.
Okay. Well, guys need to know. Let's figure it out next. Hey! It's a new dating trend. Monica says you're going to want to know about it. I mean, I guess at the very least, you're going to want to be warned. So
yes.
You will want to know.
Yes.
Okay. This is a yes, you're saying.
Yes.
All right.
Women want to know.
Men want to know.
Look out for it. And guys, you need to know not to do it.
Let's find out.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Of course, you've heard of catfishing. where you go to a profile, a dating profile, and you think that it's someone and it's really not.
Okay.
Just, you know, strange guy behind a computer screen.
Yeah.
Playing around.
Also known as Instagram filters.
But catfishing is so bizarre. You get these people where they think they're in relationships for an extended period of time. Yes. Lindsay Lohan's mom, didn't she get catfished for
like 10
years? Yeah. It was years.
Yeah, said, oh, I have a boyfriend we've never met.
I was like, how do you go through that? I don't know. I don't know.
I guess some people are so desperate to have love and attention and stuff that they just, they believe.
And they latch on. Yeah.
Yeah, and they have these things where they never even see the person, where they always set up a FaceTime or a Skype or whatever, and then the person...
It falls through.
It falls through.
All the time.
Or the screen doesn't work, but you can still hear me, and they buy it. I don't know why.
I don't know.
Well, they send these people money, too.
Well, there's a new type of phishing.
Okay.
And it involves the new iPhones, too.
All right.
Okay.
The iPhone 11?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, they said that people are running into issues because now with the new iPhone, you take pictures in all kinds of different angles and you can distort images and all things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now guys are taking advantage of it and sending pictures, those kind of pictures. And making it larger than what it appears.
Okay.
Yes. So they've had issues with people saying that
objects and lens are smaller than they appear.
You know what? I am here to say it is high time that we men get to even the playing field because you push-up broad ladies have been lying.
You are supporting this. They said the new iPhone is causing problems because of these pictures. So they're telling women to just, you know, understand.
Bring a ruler on your date.
Oh my goodness.
There's a chance of a lie there.
Uh-huh. See, again, but I would say you go back in the other direction with all, Antoine, with all of the makeup
Zach, you talk to yourself. Don't pull me into this.
Antoine did come after our filters.
I am staying outside looking through the window at this conversation.
You hear me, Antoine. You hear me, right?
I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you, Zach.
I know what you're saying.
I can hear you.
Agree with me by saying you don't.
I don't agree with you,
Zach. That's it.
You know something else. Okay, well, I'm just letting the ladies know. You're going on a date and he sends a picture. You're like, wow. Just ask, what phone do you have? The new iPhone?
Oh, so if you have the iPhone 11, then you're going to be, what do you demand then?
A ruler.
You demand a ruler. So this is, you know, when it's with hostages and they demand a picture with the newspaper with the date on it, you must do that, and you must have a tape measure dangling next to you in order to prove
what's
going on so I can see nothing is distorted. Fine.
Yep.
Two words, miracle broad, just saying.
Oh.
Monica Brooks is going to lay down the fate of 5 high school football games that are going on tonight. That's going to be at 7:10. Is your team going to win or lose based on what she says? Hidden Valley, Franklin County, William Byrd, Patrick Henry, Cave Spring, Pulaski, Stanton River, Appomattox, Galax, and Northside all have their fates decided at 7:10. Thang Hacks are on the way. I'm feeling, because you know I've been sort of ill this week.
Yes.
I'm feeling a little bit Monica-y today.
Okay.
I just want to be dumb, but I'm going to tell you how to get Amazon Prime free.
Wow. Yes.
Free Amazon Prime forever.
Oh.
Yes, I'll explain in the Thang Hacks at 6:30. I'm going to tell you how to get free Amazon Prime for your whole life. I don't recommend actually doing it, but you could get free Amazon Prime for your whole life. Monica Brooks is going to predict the high school football games of the week. That's at 7:10, right after somebody wins $5,000, hopefully, in the K92 Secret Sound. Here we go.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thang has the Dupla.
Friday, we'd like to give you a little something, send you into the weekend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Something we found, we've learned, we've cultivated, we've experienced any of those things. Some of them helpful. Some of them creative.
Yes.
Goofy.
That's a good way to describe them.
And as Monica always says, just one person.
Try to help one person.
Help one person.
As long as you have a goal.
We should really shoot higher. We should aim, we should raise our bar at least to 7. I feel like we could do that.
7 people.
Maybe
we can do that.
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you how to get Amazon Prime free for life. Don't recommend you actually doing it. But Antoine has something helpful. So I think we can start with Antoine. What's going on?
So if you are the type of person that prefers to read on your Kindle, your iPad, or you prefer audiobooks.
Okay, which is kind of the way more people prefer it now.
Yes.
And I will say this, if you're someone, you're a book person, you're old school, you say, I like the feeling of holding a book. Now, I should say I'm giving you all this advice as someone who hasn't even picked up a magazine in like 6 months. But my dad is an avid reader, and he was a book person. And he said, I don't think I can ever do this Kindle thing.
Not for him.
No, it's not for me. I love a book in my hands. And then he tried the Kindle, and I believe he has set all of his books on fire, and he only has the Kindle. He said, what he does now, he's admitted, because if he ever reads a regular book, he finds himself tapping the corner of the book, wanting it to go to the next page, because that's how you do it on the Kindle. Yeah. He's like, this Kindle's broken. Funny. What's going on? So just something to consider if you're holding out saying, I'll never like it, you may actually like it.
Yeah, so I have an app. It's called Libby, L-I-B-B-Y. This app actually connects, and I think this is really good for the New River Valley, because it connects to all the different libraries that you or your child may have a library card to.
Okay.
And they're, like, right here in Roanoke, within, like, a 15-mile radius, it's, like, five libraries that you can be connected to.
Yeah, and as someone who has kids, it's funny, you go to the library when you're a kid, and then it's sort of, you have about 10 years after college or 20 years where you don't go ever. And then you realize once you have kids again,
you're there all the time.
Oh my God, there's all this good stuff in the library.
Yeah, so Libby allows you to connect your membership to that library onto this app. And so therefore it pulls every audiobook or ebook at every single one of those libraries. So you have them all at your disposal and your device.
Heck yeah.
I like that.
So it's Libby.
That's Libby. L-I-B-B-Y.
Man, that's good. And especially if can you get access to, this is an ignorant question, and someone in the NRV could probably tell me. If you're like, say you live in Blacksburg, but you're not a student, is there some way you could get access to the Virginia Tech Library? Yes, no, maybe?
I don't think so. I don't think
those are elitist pigs. Keeping all of their books, how dare they? That's why none of us can read. Libby, I like that. That's good. And you know what? I'll throw a helpful one in here before I give you a very unhelpful tip on how to get free Amazon Prime for your entire life. This is something I've always kind of wanted and I think would be helpful for people, is sometimes you need to send a text, but you don't want to send it right away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're like, you know what? Yo, I got to text Antoine at 4:00 and it's a pain. Well, you can schedule texts on your phone. If you get an app called Scheduled, you can get it, and that will allow you to schedule texts. You can type them in, schedule them for whatever time you want. Now, it is not free, so I should point that out. But you can schedule messages, and it goes for iMessage, SMS, WhatsApp, any of those. It's $3.50 a month if you want to do it, where it automatically sends it out. However, there is a free version where you set your text up, and then it'll send you a reminder at the time to say, yo, send it right now. So at least there's that if you want to do it on the free version. So that is called Scheduled if you want it. Now, as we get Prime from Monica Brooks' Thang Hack, which is next.
You're going to wet the whistle?
Something about a boat.
Yeah.
And being on a boat.
Uh-huh.
Because you know Monica Brooks. She is an expert. She's a naval queen.
That's right.
Boating.
Yes. She knows many seamen when they come into port.
So
she'll explain. That'll be in 4 minutes. But now, how to get free Amazon Prime forever.
Forever, though?
Well, you could do it forever.
Okay.
I don't recommend doing it. I don't recommend doing it at all. But when you're a student, Monica, I don't know if you knew this, but when you are in college for 6 months, when you are a new student in college, you get free Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't know it until after I graduated. But I knew it.
So for 6 months, it's free, but then you got to pay after that. Unless,
oh boy,
you drop out and go to a new college.
And you just keep doing that?
And you keep dropping out every 6 months for the rest of your life and acquire $1 trillion in college debt. But you'll have free Amazon Prime.
You have two-day delivery.
Yeah. That's right. When you're acquiring more debt, when you're buying more things.
There you go.
So there you go, kids. Just drop out every 6 months, and you can have free Amazon Prime. Not recommended by anybody. Merry Christmas. Monica Brooks is on a boat next. We'll figure it all out. Then $5,000 in the secret sound. First Team Nissan, New River Valley. First Team Nissan of Roanoke and K92. She's on a boat. And she claims she's going to help you if you're on a boat. Monica Brooks' Thang Hack is right now.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Monica's always out to help one person.
Just one.
The rest of us.
One to seven.
Yeah, we can't be helped.
1 to 7 people.
Just a reminder, the Kemble Tax Teacher of the Week will announce another one Monday morning at 6:30, so right around this time. So what you're going to want to do is you want to go to K92Radio.com now. You want to nominate a teacher in your life, a teacher that's impacted you, and you could win them $100 from Kemble Tax and our friends over there, David Kemble and the team. So go ahead, go do that right now, K92Radio.com. secretsound.com. Secret Sound is 9 minutes away, but now we're on a boat.
We're on a boat. I mean, the weather's been pretty nice, right? Even though it's fall, we still had some hot days.
I struggle with it because it has been nice.
Yes,
I can't
really
remember
pretty.
The last time it rained, which is good for outdoor activities. It's
right.
bad for the lawn.
True.
But I'm very much craving that crisp fall air,
yes.
that fire pit weather. I mean, I fantasized this morning about sweatpants and just being able to wear them.
Uh-huh.
And it was giving me, you know, hot hives just thinking about it because it's just too dang warm.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, so with the warm weather, you're still able to go out, hang out on the lake. Maybe you have a boat.
That
say,
is
okay,
true. Yes.
I want to just, you know, go fishing or whatever.
I'm on a boat.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you have a boat that's not that comfortable,
oh boy.
But you want to make it comfy.
Okay.
And this is just your last ride around the lake before it gets a little chilly. Well, I'm going to help you with that.
Feel free.
Because you have a boat, it has no seats. What are you doing? You're like, oh gosh, this boat is lame. Well, I bet you, if you go to Craigslist, someone has an old recliner. Probably two. All you need to do is take out your toolbox and put those recliners in your small boat, and you can relax while on the lake and even stretch back while on your boat.
Let me see if I understand here that in addition to saying drag an old dusty recliner onto a boat,
uh-huh.
you're saying because I heard get your tools, that means screw holes into the boat.
That means you're putting holes in the boat, yeah.
Yes, it is.
I mean, there's some powerful glue out there, too. There's some stuff you can hook it up with. But
have you ever been on a boat?
Yeah, I have. But there you go. And you have your recliner. I just, I show you.
Monica
just
draw a boat.
Okay.
That's a kayak. Yeah. That's a canoe.
Monica just drew us a picture that looks like similar to what Native Americans did on the side of caves when they were drawing pictures of boats.
But if you have a canoe, you can fit one recliner right there.
Oh, man.
And make it work.
All right. If I ever see a man in a recliner in a canoe, that's what? I'm calling the cops on that person.
Why? He's just living his best life.
Something is not right about him.
Live your best life out there.
You know what? I found Monica Brooks. Let me find it because this is her thang hack put into a different way. This was you, wasn't it? This was you
what?
Over the weekend. I know exactly what happened.
The man was seen holding onto a log, which they say he got on willingly and was trying to travel that way to Kentucky. He entered the water in Davenport and was soon spotted floating toward a barge. He was not hurt, but firefighters encouraged him to make other transportation arrangements next time.
Yep, there was no recliner on that log, but a guy tried to ride a log from Iowa to Kentucky down a river.
Didn't Leonardo DiCaprio, didn't he do that with Revenant? Didn't he just latch onto a log and just roll down the river until he found a location where it was safe? Didn't he do that?
I'm just going to go talk to Antoine.
What, did it was, the Revenant, did he do that?
Antoine,
and that ride wasn't that great for him, but he made it there safely.
He made it. He wasn't comfortable. Yeah.
This is the genius mind that holds the fate of your high school football team. 7-10. We're laying down the 5 premium games of the week. Monica Brooks is 7-2 on the year. And she's riding on a recliner in a canoe making these
work.
Predictions.
By herself, though.
Yikes. Someone get her.
Herself.
She needs a sailor hat. We need to get her one of those sailor hats. Secret Sound is next right on the other side of these. So we're gonna do it here on the other side of the trending. So 6 minutes away. Here
we go. The K92 Morning Thing.
The wait is up.
Maybe doing something this weekend. You got a football game, or you're playing soccer, or you're just going to go run, and you're trying to stay hydrated. You are probably doing it wrong.
Oh.
The number one way to hydrate is probably not what you're doing. I'm going to explain right here in the trending, and then the secret sound, $5,000, is right on the other side of it.
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top three, number three.
So everybody has a TV network now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody shows.
Yes.
You got the regular ones, then you got the Netflixes and the Amazons and the HBOs and the... Some of them, God, I've never even heard of. Now Tinder.
Tinder? Oh, Tinder has a show.
Tinder has a show. And this is actually a follow-up to a story we had the other day. Remember I said Tinder was going to start doing this choose-your-own-adventure game?
Yes. Yeah.
Where you could make choices, and then they would match you up with people that made similar choices. Well, turns out it's a show. So it's this mini show that they're going to start on Sundays, next Sunday. And it's an interactive TV series about a group of people that find out that the world is about to come to an end and they only have 3 hours to live.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, all right.
So it's the adventures of Graham, Lucy, and Molly when they find out that they only have 3 hours left to live and the apocalypse is on top of them.
Oh, so they did that to be funny.
I guess.
Graham, Lucy, and Molly. Oh, Graham, what did you say? What did you say?
Graham, Lucy, and Molly.
Oh, never mind. I thought they were trying to do a play on drugs or something. Like, because with the names. I'm like,
Oh, I see. Like Graham, like give me a Graham. Lucy, is Lucy some sort of
Lucy's a cigarette?
Shoot myself up. Oh yeah, the Lucy.
Is it? Okay.
Like,
buy you I didn't a Lucy,
and then Molly. Well, you know what? If you only have 3 hours left to live, I'm probably going to find some sort of substance to help me get through it. I mean, what would you? 3 hours.
3 hours. Oh gosh. I guess there's the obvious. You know, you try to contact everyone you love and stuff like that. You go through that.
But really, do you want to spend the whole time on the phone?
No.
That's a lot of time. I might go watch Endgame one more time.
Okay.
You can watch Endgame.
You're gonna have to fast forward part of it because it's too long.
When the movie ends, I end.
It's really you're going one of two ways. You're either going with this, I'm gonna gather around with all the people I love and we're gonna read Psalms out of the Bible or whatever it is, or you're going the opposite of we're doing the purge. We're going out, I'm pulling my pants down and I'm running around
Around naked.
Anyway, so based on the choices you would make, you can be matched up with other psychopaths like yourself. So they'll give you a little choices during the
and
series.
That's next Sunday.
Starting next Sunday. All right. And then my other question with that is, I'm married, happily married. No need to be on Tinder.
Uh-huh.
I kind of want to watch this show,
though. It's okay to watch the show. There's dating shows out there.
I will watch it after I hear you guys give a review on
it. I'm going to get in trouble. I can't watch it.
Why can't you watch it?
Baby, I was just watching it for work. I'm on Tinder.
I want to see what exactly it is.
Like, I'm on Tinder for the shows. It's like saying I read Playboy for the articles.
You have to sign up. You have to actually sign up for Tinder.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just thought I could turn to the channel.
I thought you could just log in and watch. Yeah.
Well, to log in, you have to sign up.
All right, somebody with a Tinder account, do it on Facebook Live.
Good Lord.
So we can just watch it.
Does Monica know how to use the internet? I'm going to log in, but I'm not going
to
sign up.
You have to sign up for it.
I thought it was on TV.
Yeah.
Number two.
I think this is a cool story, and it's cool for ladies as you get older in life, and also it should be a message to ladies as you're younger in life. Women in over 50 are happier than women in their 20s. That's what this study says. Women age 50 to 65 are happier with their age, their relationship, their bodies, pretty much everything.
Well, I think we talked about, we had studies like this before.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. I mean, because in your 20s, you're probably having kids, your career is going and all that stuff. So you're stressed out. There's things happening. I mean, it's a different...
It's one of those things that as you try to have perspective when you're younger and really do your best to say, you know what, it's as I look back on all this, I'm going to feel really good about it. Uh-huh. So I should soak it all in and not stress out so much, because down the road, I'm going to realize none of that stuff matters anyway.
But it's easier to say that when you pass it.
Monica, as the woman on the show, do you feel less stressed now than you might have done 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
it's probably just graduates. We're probably going to keep feeling less stress, happier.
It just makes sense, you know.
Right, but she'd like to thank her friends Graham, Lucy, and Molly.
Number one.
Best way to stay hydrated. You're probably doing it wrong. Top 10 ways to stay hydrated, and water is number 10.
Wow.
Number 10.
So if you think it is water, clearly it is not.
So why the hell I got this gallon jug
over there? Why the hell you got that gallon jug over there, Antoine? Any guess as to the number one liquid that will keep you hydrated based on this thing? And you know, it's because in addition, water is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But then when there's certain additives that go into other things that help with other blah blahs, Antoine's taking a big swig out of his 10th best way to hydrate right now. Any guess?
Gatorade. I'm just going to say Gatorade.
Gatorade.
That's Gatorade is
too
ninth.
Much sugar on it.
Sports drinks, ninth.
Are higher than water?
Barely higher,
though. Coffee's
not
on there.
Sorry.
No.
Monica's wishful thinking. Yes, she's like, what about vodka? What about vodka in there?
I know. I'm running alcohol next. I don't know what's left. Orange juice.
If you're playing a high school football game tonight, and by the way, Miss Monica's going to predict all the games here next, forget those big containers of water or those big containers of Gatorade. You need yourself a gigantic container of skim milk. Wrong!
No, thank you.
No.
Skim
milk. You don't want that on your stomach when you're running around.
The most hydrating drink, skim milk.
And this comes from the skim milk people?
No.
I know.
Like, are they trying to get it?
Comes from science. Skim milk is 91% water, but also has sugar, sodium, protein, and a tiny bit of fat, which all help slow down the process of your body absorbing the liquids.
Uh-huh.
And so more of the water gets absorbed into your body. Skim milk is the number one. Barf.
No, thank you.
Can you imagine somebody running for a touchdown and then just taking a giant swig of milk?
What kind of commercial is this?
Number one, milk. Number two, Pedialyte.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So babies and old people. Number three, whole milk. Then orange juice, soda, diet soda, iced tea, regular tea, Gatorade, and water. There's your hydration.
Soda is number five?
I know, it's ridiculous. It's crazy.
What, now you're trying to go back to soda?
He is trying to go back to soda.
He's looking for a reason.
Monday morning, fill this up. Antoine's going to come in with his 1 gallon jug of Coke. Looking forward to it. Secret sound right now.
Guess this sound. Win the cash. The K92 secret sound plays
in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Secret sound.
540-774-9236. Use that number. Be caller 19 and win yourself $5,000 when you tell me what the K92 secret sound is. From First Team Nissan, New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke, and K92. If you missed Miss Monica Brooks trying to name states that start with a vowel, well, then you got to stay tuned for the top moments of the week. They're about 8 minutes away, but now we get into it. The fate of your high school football team is held in the strong, gripped hands of Monica Brooks. Mm-hmm. You do have a firm handshake, I will say.
Well,
that's not a bad thing. You should. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as shaking hands with ladies, yes. I told you it's a struggle for me because I don't want to shake too hard, but I don't want to shake too soft. And Monica did inform me yesterday I'm shaking too soft.
You did? I didn't know if you did that on purpose. Like you were just trying to be.
Sometimes
I didn't know she said that.
Yeah, she did.
Oh.
There you go, save the feather in your cap there, son.
Is that what this is? I just was unaware.
No, she did. We tested out, and she said it was not quite firm enough. It wasn't straight up fish.
No, it wasn't fish, but...
But it was like a swordfish. It was a meteor fish. Yeah. It's just not quite enough. So, she is 7-2 on the year, predicting high school football games. We had, for exhibition purposes only, her do the Thursday night game last night. She said Blacksburg would defeat Salem...
By
a score of 33-20.
Mm-hmm.
The final score was 35-21. Amazingly accurate.
She has a gift.
Just opposite. It was opposite. So you did not. You were wrong on
that. Salem won.
Salem won. Okay. Congratulations.
Salem won. So Salem is now 4-0. I will be at the Salem homecoming next week. I'm sure I'm going to have to answer for your antics for you predicting them to lose.
You keep picking them to
lose. 2 weeks in a row you predicted them to lose. So we'll see what's going on. But now we're going to lay down the 5 games of this week.
All right.
And Monica's going to make her predictions. Now, keep in mind, she has no clue.
Nope.
Nothing about any team.
I haven't followed any other teams now.
She has an uncanny knack for being able to predict things. So we'll see what it is. And like we've said before, all of her predictions are fact. When they come in, you have no hope. If she has predicted that you will lose, you can try your best.
Yep.
But just don't,
keep saying it. It doesn't mean anything.
Don't make
everybody
victory cake.
Play
That's
your
all
hardest.
We're saying. So, and then we'll come back on the results Monday morning at 6:20. All of these games, by the way, tonight as they're being played, there are special snap filters at the game. So if you want to use them while you're there and you tag us in any of those things too, you are more than welcome to. Here we go. Monica Brooks, Hidden Valley. The Titans are taking on Franklin County. The Eagles. What you feel?
You said the Eagles?
The Eagles of Franklin County.
That is correct.
Titans.
Eagles and the Titans. She's scrawling on a piece of paper. I don't even know what that means, but she does it anyway.
Okay. I'm feeling Hidden Valley. Titans.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Yeah, 20-10.
20-10.
Yep.
The football score, I'll take it.
It is. It is a real football score.
Is it okay?
She doesn't even know. She has no idea.
I'm just spinning out. This is just a vibe. This is what just, and so it doesn't mean anything.
I'm waiting
Everybody
for 2-1. 2-1. Okay. 20-10. Hidden Valley will defeat Franklin County. Fly, Eagles, fly, but you have no hope. That's what she's saying. Nope. Next up, William Byrd, the Terriers.
Uh-huh.
They were there last week for the homecoming.
Uh-huh.
Patrick Henry, the Patriots, the purple and white. What you got?
Okay. All right, I'm thinking it's going to be PH.
Okay, feeling
PH. It takes the win. It's like 43-11.
Oh, yeah, it's a blowout right there.
It's going to be disgusting if it's that score.
Now, I will say this. Based on their records, William Byrd, 1-3. Patrick Henry, 3-1.
This doesn't mean anything, like I said.
It means
everybody
mean
play hard.
Everybody play hard. I keep saying
t-shirt.
It over and over.
T-shirt.
Bird.
Play
Hurtful.
Hard. No,
man.
No.
Cheerleaders come in here. They're all super nice to us. We go to the pep rally.
Love them. They are great.
I'm going to get text messages. I'm going to get text messages.
Like, a thank you. Y'all suck.
And I love how both you, Zach, and Antoine, you're like, I have to answer.
Yeah, I got
to
answer for that.
I know. We got to answer for all of her. Her antics cause us to have to answer. Next game, Cave Spring, the Knights. Taking on Pulaski County, the Cougars. Bunch of 40-year-old women running out there on the prowl.
Cougars and the Knights. I think it's going to be a tight game.
Okay.
I think they're going to pull a...
Who's they?
I know. She was going to say pull an upset. She doesn't know anything.
Pulaski Yankees. They're going to win it.
The Pulaski Yankees. Uh-huh.
They're a baseball team.
Yep.
Pulaski Yankees. I'm sorry. But the Pulaski Cougars. See, this is like... the Cougars. Sorry. But the Cougars are going to win it.
Okay.
And it's going to be 30-27.
30-27. Tight game. There you go. And the Pulaski Yankees, since they are grown men, I could see them winning, too.
They're going to win by a home run. Yeah,
that is an unfair advantage if the Cougars start doing that. Yikes. Okay.
Yeah.
Stanton River, Golden Eagles.
Stanton River,
taking on Appomattox County. The Raiders.
Appomattox.
The greatness of the Raiders.
Oh, Raiders.
What do you got going on there? Again, ooh, all of these have special snap filters at the game. And all text messages can go directly to Monica Brooks at 52353. Tag her on Snapchat, K92 Monica.
Don't. You don't have to.
Yo, you got to.
You
let her know when she's right or wrong.
You can mention her in it. Yep.
What you got?
This is, like I said, it's all a vibe. It doesn't mean anything. It
means everything.
It means nothing. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the Raiders are going to win.
The Raiders.
And of course, Stan River.
Wait
in the
a
house.
Minute.
I know. That's why I said this.
Aren't
is all
you
about,
alum?
I am.
She's
I am.
Going against the roots.
I don't even want to talk about it because it's just a vibe. I love. Go Eagles, go.
You're going to be at Stan River in 2 weeks.
I know.
23-10.
So I won't answer to this, but this is just a vibe, so it doesn't mean anything.
Man, you know what? I'm at least happy you're going to have to answer for this yourself.
I will.
So
and I will answer. Good. Yes.
Wow. Goes against
I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm hoping I'm wrong on all. Yes. Everyone just win.
Stanton River
we're
is 1-3.
Can we all be winners?
Okay. Final game. Galax rolling into Northside. It's the Northside homecoming. We're going to be there.
Yes.
We got our rally towels from Cundiff Heating and Air.
Yes, sir.
Ready to roll. Are they green?
They are green.
Yeah.
They are green. Right. First 200 people into the game will get them a Viking towel.
So we have the Galax Maroon Tide. My God, it's like drowning
tide.
In blood, uh-huh. The Maroon Tide. Or the Northside Vikings. Oh, wait, hang on, because remember we didn't have a Viking sound? I think I got one. I thought I found one. Yeah, here we go. Northside Vikings!
Yep, I like it.
It's kind of
weird. And then you have the Galax Maroon Tide.
And I don't want to influence your pick, but I and Freddie Mac will be at Northside's pep rally today. Please don't get us hurt.
No, I'm not going to get you hurt because my vibe is leaning towards Northside.
Really?
It is.
Okay.
We're
going to blow that horn.
Why is that funny to me now?
Oh, gosh.
I just see one kid in the stands with that horn.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
Well, everybody's add me on Snap. Please don't. Don't add me. Don't say anything because this doesn't mean anything. My phone is glowing over here.
Yes.
I see you, Izzy and Grace. Hello. Y'all calling y'all out. All right, so I'm going to say Northside, and it's 13-7.
13-7. I should point out Northside is 2-2. The Galax Maroon Tide are 4-0. So that is going to be a big upset.
Big upset, but it's homecoming. They're pumped. The cheerleaders were excited.
Or we could have. We'll see which horn gets blowed tonight.
This doesn't mean anything.
That's it. All right, to recap, Hidden Valley is going to defeat Franklin County 20-10.
Oh, God.
Patrick Henry is going to lay the smackdown on William Byrd 43-11. Pulaski is going to edge out Cave Spring 30-27. Stanton River, her own alma mater,
uh-huh,
is going to lose to Appomattox 23-10.
So
boy, you're going to have fun there in 2 weeks.
Oh.
And Northside upsets Galax 13-7.
Mm-hmm.
Bank on it. Bet your mortgage, people. Get ready. Because, you know, around here, we love illegal gambling, especially on children's activities.
Yes.
Yes. I was betting on my own son's soccer game last night. I bet against him, which worked out well. So we're good to go. Free stakes on me. Let's do it. 6:20, Monday morning, you get all the results of all of these. Top moments of the week are next. This woman who just predicted all of these games, listen to her when she tries to do states that start with a letter A, E, I, O, O, U, sometimes Y. We'll get into the top moments next. It's 8 minutes away.
More Thang next on K92.
Top moments of the week are right now. And just a reminder, all those games have special snap filters, so you can use them tonight, and you can tag K92 Monica if you want to follow her on Snapchat as well, just like everybody else.
You don't have to.
No?
You don't have to.
Oh, I didn't say that out loud. I was just thinking that to myself. So, you know, you're good. You're safe. That was just between me and you. Top moments of the week. We count them down. Then, if you want to get your fork use in, we do have some prizes for our favorite texters and callers and stuff. So go ahead and do that now. Text 52353. free it up for the weekend. Antoine's involves something on your phone that I support wholeheartedly, my friend. Yeah. I don't even know where this is going, but I feel like it's going in the same place.
I think you'll agree either way. One way or the other, I think you'll agree.
And I'm going to add that one of the things you're going to complain about, I need to write a nasty email to our app people because I believe they're abusing this thing as well. And it's stupid. And I'm mad about it. And I feel like y'all are getting hosed when you use the K92 radio app. And I want to fix that. Anyway, that is next in Fork You. Now, it's the top moments of the week. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is a very Monica-heavy top moments of the week, which is fine. It was Monica week.
She had a really good week.
Yeah. What happened this
week? Very entertaining.
You were on fire. Hey, I sucked this week. I was straight up full disclosure.
You were a little under the weather this week, though.
Oh, my God. I was terrible. And Antoine, he was good, but he was no Monica.
I was no Monica.
No. You didn't have the same moments that Monica Brooks had.
Which I understand.
So, really, it's the top Monicas of the week here on the K92 Morning Thing. Monica Brooks, we were talking about your phone and everything. Your phone has so many helpful things on it.
So many features.
Helpful features.
Yes.
Ways to get you through your day. Mm-hmm. And ways for you to understand your phone and how to use your phone better. One of them being the battery percentage. To me, one of the most important things on your phone. Monica refuses to use that percentage.
Why?
I didn't even know why it was a function and I have it on there. She just likes to live by the seat of her pants. She will not be caught dead using the battery percentage on her phone. I've never met anyone.
I don't like it. It bothers me. I think it actually takes my battery up faster. It makes my battery go faster.
By showing the number.
By showing the percentage.
That would be false.
It feels that way to me. Yesterday, my battery was gone. It was at 2%.
Probably because you kept looking at the percentage.
No, it would be at a sliver forever.
Why gauge when you have the exact answer?
Well, you can know.
I mean, if you're gonna go with that logic, I'm sorry. I think you need to take the clock off of your phone too.
Exactly.
Only use the sun.
No,
just use
different.
The sun.
You can't use the GPS that tells her. Mm-hmm. You can't use the GPS that tells you, like, the time.
Right.
Or the distance.
I want you to go by feel on everything. Yeah, start looking at the sun and tell me what time it is. That's what we're
going to
do.
You get a sundial now. That's our clocks. Sundials.
I have to use restaurants because driving by, I know it's lunch hour, McDonald's, when the traffic's backed up on Franklin Road. And then I can...
She's a modern woman. That's how she's going to tell time. Mm-hmm. By the sun and by the lines at fast food places or the smell of French fries.
Yep.
That's it. And then if you get in touch with Monica, so it's going to be difficult in the winter after about 5 o'clock. Monica, what time is it? Night.
It's night.
Dark.
Night. It's dark time. Oh, you. It's, again, top Monicas of the week here on the K92 Morning Thing. Last weekend, Monica Brooks went to Lexington.
I did, yes.
Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But,
for a wedding.
But
may or may not have been in Kentucky instead. Couldn't even figure out what state she was in.
Jared was like, well, since Lexington, VA doesn't have an Uber.
Yeah, they don't have Uber.
They didn't have. It's surprising with the VMI and the colleges right there. Yeah.
So then you have to call
a taxi.
A taxi.
And Jared's from Lexington.
Do you have to call from a landline? Is that important?
Yeah,
you know,
I need a landline. And he calls and he's like, all right, man. He said, it's just going to be 20, 30 minutes. Really? It's a small town. What's going on?
What could possibly be the problem?
Yeah.
Here?
Well, we sat there and we're waiting. And Jared, I said, Lexington. I said, really? Y'all, it's going to take that long? He looks at his phone. He called Lexington, Kentucky.
Wow.
And
right. It was going to be a while.
It was going to be a while.
I'm impressed that it was only going to be 30 minutes. I mean, how are they going to do that?
The guy was asking so many questions. He was like, where are you at again?
What street?
Okay. But then why did he give an answer of, 25 to 30 minutes? He still gave us that answer.
That's their default answer.
Yeah. It is. Oh, yeah. It is.
I love
25
that part.
25 to 30.
And I'm sure he hung up the phone and they said, hey, is that a new call? He said, nah, whatever.
Nah, we're not going
to
make that one.
Nope.
We ain't taking that one. We're going
to
ignore
it. They'll figure it out.
It makes sense, though, Antoine, that she wouldn't know what state she was in.
How so?
Well, based on when we asked her to name states that start with a vowel. As we get into our top Monica of the week, we were playing Fat Chance, which is a game where me and Monica go back and forth and we take each other on and the listeners decide how much faith they have in us. Monica had to name states that start with a vowel. I believe you had to do 5 or 6. Doesn't really matter because you did not get there. And boy, the journey was an amazing journey. Monica Brooks, 15 seconds to name states that start with a vowel. Go!
Ohio and freaking A. What else?
Freaking A.
Louisiana. what am I doing? Oh, gosh. What else is there? Oregon. And what else? I'm just frozen on it. I don't know.
Freaking A. Freaking I feel A. like you should count freaking A and Louisiana since it starts with a U. Yep.
You know what I told myself? Because with that game, I said, I refuse to sing the song. There's a song that me and my nephew got into an argument about, and my nephew Dwayne, and we had a real argument because I walked into his room one day as kids, and I was like, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, and so that song.
That's right there. That was three right there.
We got into an argument. I said, I'm not singing that song. So I like that's the only thing going through my head.
You sabotaged yourself.
I sabotaged myself.
You and your nephew argued about geography?
Yes, we did. And it was like a real fight, like an argument.
Be committed.
Yeah. He was like, will you get out of my room? I'm like, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas. Because, you know, we were kids, so it was stupid. Yeah.
Kids quit fighting about geography. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
So she refused to sing the song. But yes, shout out to all of our listeners because you can listen throughout the country on the free K92 radio app.
Yes.
So when you travel to Freakin' A, you'll still be able to listen to us. So shout out to all of our friends in Freakin' A as well as Louisiana. We are happy to have you on board here on the thing. Who or what needs to be told for Q? Go ahead and get your text in now. And actually, I'm going to ask you a favor. Everybody listening, please text in a quick for Q because I'm convinced our text system is broken right now. There's something wrong with it. So text in to 52353. I need to be proven one way or the other that we're either getting texts or we're not because I need to go complain to our IT people. So 52353, who or what needs to be told? Fork you, $1,000 in the pop quiz. Open your K92 radio app right now. Again, you can be in Freakin' A or Louisiana. Get your three free answers from Uptown Cheapskate and then get here in 20 minutes, 7:55 for $1,000 in the pop quiz from Uptown Cheapskate and K92. Oh, I love you people. Texts are rolling in now. I'm feeling good. Fork you! Fork you! Fork you! Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. You can't be holding on to that. It's just, it's annoying. And nobody wants to deal with the filth, all the negativity and whatever. Mm-hmm. Especially when the sun is shining. No. It doesn't rain anymore on this planet. No. We're done. We're done with rain. So who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Let's kick it off with you, Antoine. What you got?
Fork you to the ads that come up like while you're playing games, online games and things
that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What does it fork you to ads on your phone in general?
Yes, in general. But specifically for me, I waste so much time playing games on the phone. And most of the games that I've downloaded is because a commercial came up in between the game I was playing. I was like, oh, well, that game looks interesting.
I see. So you're giving into the ads anyway.
Yeah, it's like a commercial. It's really selling me because then I get to a level that I'm struggling on the current game. I'm like, well, let me start this new game.
Next thing you know, I've got nine games. Here's what I'll add in when we're talking about ads on your phone, because I understand they are a necessary evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, excuse me, and fork you to me coughing all week, so I apologize for that. Oh, man. All right. The problem you get into is, all right, now you need those because that's what makes things free. Yeah, so that's nice because the ads help pay the bills. But fork you to ridiculously long ads that you have to sit through for no good reason.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. True. No ad on your phone, especially for some silly game or app or whatever, needs to be 30 seconds.
That's just too long.
Way too long.
Way too long. 15 seconds is fine.
15.
I'm compromising here, man. 15 seconds, Monica. We have the attention span of a goldfish.
I
always
have it for 5 seconds, just a flash. Bleep.
Buy my app, idiot,
and a skip ad button on that 5 second ad.
Yeah, yes.
But 30 seconds is ridiculous, and I'll tell you where I saw this in particular. And I will out us is our own K92 radio app. Something changed recently because sometimes there are ads that pop up. I mean, again, it just helps support everything.
Uh-huh. Right.
But we have these stupid ads right now where you go to listen to K92 on the app, and it's an ad for these dumb like slot machine games. And so they show you the slot machine, and it's rolling. All right, I get it. Slot machine game. Go get it. 30 seconds of that. 30
oh,
seconds.
That's too long.
Yeah, of the same thing.
Yeah, that's way too long.
It's way too long. And I got the message after 5. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds.
And that's new.
I don't know. I noticed it recently. So I don't like it. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
You guys have been texting like crazy. That's awesome. We're trying to get some people on the phone as well. But you can text in 52353. Prize for our favorites. I would like to say fork you, though I did enjoy it, to slow-voiced Uber. Slow-voiced Uber.
Ooh, what is that?
I, last weekend, was in Greenville, South Carolina for a food festival, and late one night, we had to take Uber. Yep. We had to take Uber home, so you get in the car. And, you know, most people that drive Uber or Lyft, they have their phone up, and they have the turn-by-turn is on there. And everybody's got the same couple of voices.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what kind of Zach Morris Saved by the Bell cell phone this chick had who drove us home the one night, but she had the weirdest slow talking Uber I've ever heard in my life.
What did it sound like?
Turn left at the next intersection. It like that. It was a sort of a woman's voice, but it would say, in 12 miles, take a right onto Main Street. It was hilariously slow.
So it's probably just a feature for Uber?
I don't know.
The driver, so if you're missing turns, it'll help
slow
you out.
Talking avoid. Yeah. It was not helpful, though, because man, by the time she's spitting out the direction, like, you gotta turn right here. At 1,000 feet. No, we're there. What's going on? I've never heard that function before. I don't know what that woman's name. Because, you know, a lot of times the voices you can choose have names. You get Siri, you get Alexa. I'm guessing Sleepy. So if you're looking for Sleepy, she is somewhere on there on your jacked up little phone. Monica Brooks is on the way. What were you forking again? I forget.
The water filter.
Oh, the water. Oh, we have a water filter update, and she just held her shame in the air, we'll explain in 3 minutes. Also, you. So 52353, or get on the phone. That's a better chance to win a prize. 540-774-9236. 4Q, next.
You're hanging with the Thang.
Virginia's number one hit music station.
K92.
I was wrong when I wanted this.
Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told, fork you? Here on your K92 Morning Thang, Monica Brooks has a update of shame, actually, when it comes to her fork you. But let's first say good morning to some of our peeps. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
All right, Angie, who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Take it away.
My mom's two husky puppies. It's actually one of my sister's and one of my mom's, and they live 12 houses from me, and they keep escaping, and yesterday they escaped, and I was in my brand new car and had to go find them, and they got husky hair all over my car.
Yeah, husky hair, that's a lot of hair. And then it's puppies, so they're probably wild, and then they got, you know, razor blade paws and teeth.
Yes.
And,
yeah, new car.
Every
they're
other
drool.
Thing.
And fur everywhere.
And here they are. They keep letting these dogs get out, and then you're the one that has to clean up their mess
afterward.
They're
so pretty, though. Oh, they're so beautiful.
You forgive them.
They're so beautiful. Yeah.
Be quiet, Antoine! hang on, Angie. We'll be right there. We'll try to get you a prize there. Miranda, good morning, Miranda.
Good morning.
All right, Miranda, what's on your mind? Who or what?
Fork you!
Take it away.
Fork you to... I have a desk job, and sitting at my desk all day somehow hurt my neck. And I'm in so much pain last night, and I couldn't sleep last night, and my neck is still hurting this morning.
And you didn't even do nothing. You're sitting at a desk. You're a desk jockey.
Well, just like it happened to Ellen.
I know.
Yeah, same thing.
What a ripoff. You never sit here and say, God, I hurt my neck. What are you doing climbing Mount Everest? Like,
yeah,
it's
you
never
want something
that.
Exciting.
Right. You were watching a Netflix special about Mount Everest, and then the next thing you know, you got a sore neck.
You
got
to lie. You just got to lie from now on.
You do have
to
lie.
Just, make up a story.
Walking around all stiff. That's ridiculous. Hang on, Miranda. We'll get her a prize, too. Definitely. Sam, good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
All right, Sam, who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
What you got?
I want to say a fork you to my two dogs who last night decided that they saw something crawl across their floor. I didn't see anything. I think they made it up. All night they cried, they screamed, they barked, they scratched.
And
all
nothing.
I wanted to see is absolutely nothing.
I know.
I just hear her say, it was nothing. You made it up.
That's what it was. She thinks the dogs are in cahoots. They're like, hey, let's wake her up. Let's pretend we saw a bug. Or because, you know, and that's why she has Sam. You have to lay yourself on the fact that they made it up is because otherwise there is something crawling around inside your wall or floorboards. And that's way worse.
And that's why I say it's nothing.
Exactly.
Because I don't want to believe it's
anything. Nothing. Erase, erase, erase. Hang on. We'll give you a prize. It'll be like it never happened. You know, we'll send her to the Smith Mountain Lake Wine Festival. She can just drink those memories away. It'll be perfect. Monica Brooks.
Shame. Shame.
Shame, shame.
Shame. I'm saying fork you to the
fork
water.
You.
The new water filter that we have. Because it is amazing and it is great. It's helping the environment, you know.
No, it isn't because it ain't being used.
Oh, my gosh.
So why are you saying... Why are you saying fork you to it? What has it done to you?
Because I look at it and I'm like, yeah, I could fill up a bottle or something. But God, I could just go to the store and buy a bottle.
It keeps
and
going.
I know, and it keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps happening. The kids use it all the time. Jared uses it.
Thank God at least the next generation of your family is going to be more responsible than you. I'm going to not be like my mom. That's
I've decided.
What they're
I'm coming to your house and I'm going to put a mirror above the filter.
So
you can see disappointment when you're about to go buy a bottle of water.
All right, Antoine,
maybe change your mind.
Would it be disappointment, though?
It's not going to work there. You have to put a mirror at 7-Eleven, okay?
Yes.
So when she goes in there, we need to make arrangements with whoever's working there to just be like, shame!
Someone poked their head at
shame!
Let's go, yell at Zach, you. Let's go plaster her pictures.
Yes.
At different gas stations.
Do not sell disposable water.
That.
Yeah, do not sell water bottles to this woman. That's a great idea. Let's go. You know what? I feel like we could actually ask everyone in the surrounding area.
And they would
put it up.
Oh, they would totally do that. All right, let's get on it. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. Some great texts. We'll try to get to those. $1,000 in the pop quiz is next. Hip hop spelling bee on the way. Can you spell him? Then in Blow Your Mind, he was fleeing from police.
Mm.
He jumped off a balcony.
What?
And he landed on something very unfortunate.
Oh, no.
And I don't mean like part of his body. He landed in something. What was it? Find out and blow your mind. That is at 8:30, as well as your secret sound clue. But now,
the K92 Morning Bangs $1,000 pop quiz,
styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
Somebody text in 52353. Why does Zach sound so nasally? Yeah, rub it in. I have a cold. And I'm naturally nasally, so now it's even worse. Let's say good morning to Lance. Lance in Lynchburg. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Are you ready to win $1,000?
You know, here's the thing. I was talking to my wife. She said, I'm trying to be calling 19. You hang up. I don't even know what I'm doing. I just started calling.
He's like, I'm calling in. So it's like the planets are aligning.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost as if the universe guided your fingers to your phone to call us to be caller 19, right?
There you go. That's it.
Okay, fantastic. Did you go get the 3 free answers? I feel like he didn't.
That would be a negative.
Okay,
maybe he doesn't need them, though.
He might not need them.
He might not need them. It don't matter. People have won without him.
Yes.
So everybody else, and I'll update it on the K92 radio app here in a second, but they are up on the Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke Facebook page. You can get them for Monday. They're already there on the Facebook page. It's $10 for every single one you get right, Lance. You may pass at any time, and we will come back if there's time. Get all 10 right, and you will win $1,000. All right?
Sounds good.
Fantastic. Good luck, man. Here we go. $1,000 on the line. Question number one. I'll start the timer as soon as I finish reading it. Here we go. Not including the Bumblebee movie that just came out, how many Transformer movies have there been in the current franchise? Girl.
3.
No.
Miley Cyrus recently filed for divorce from what actor?
Oh, God.
You can pass.
Wait, pass.
Okay. What popular Tuesday phrase was LeBron James trying to trademark recently?
Taco Tuesday.
Yes.
Natasha Romanova is the alter ego of what superhero?
Superwoman?
No.
No.
True or false, Ross and Monica were brother and sister on Friends?
True.
Yep.
Yes.
Which chess piece can only move diagonally?
Knight.
Nope. Jennifer Lopez is currently dating what former baseball player?
Alex Rodriguez.
Yes.
What actor played Mutt Williams in the most recent Indiana Jones movie?
Yes.
Tyrone Griffin is the real name of what rapper?
No clue.
Okay. On the Earth, what was the landmass called before the continents split? That's right.
Time is up.
He got four. Hey, 40 bucks, man.
$40.
That's good.
I should point out, Lance, you did get all 3 of the free answers correct. So you didn't need that help anyway.
So he was good.
He nailed those and he got one more. Hey,
$40. $40 you didn't have just a minute ago.
That's a nice couple of steaks.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Lance, hang on 1 second. We'll get take care of that. Again, your 3 free answers on the Uptown Cheapskate Facebook page. Don't forget, this weekend, buy one, get one free on all the blue stamp items in the store.
Mm-hmm.
So that is now through Sunday. Uptown Cheapskate, awesome designer clothing, name brand, sometimes 75% off mall prices. You'll get some banging deals
I'm
for you,
check
the kids,
out,
all of it.
Check out the clothing. Go to their Facebook page. Look at it. Instagram. Mm-hmm. Follow them there, too.
Yeah, the thing is, because they'll put together outfits and stuff they actually have in the store.
And I'm like, I want that outfit.
So you walk in, and you already know what you want.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yeah, Sam and the team there are awesome. Town Square Boulevard in Roanoke. Go shop, support. Thank you very much. Hip Hop Spelling Bee is on the way. Then in Blow Your Mind, we got that guy jumped off the balcony trying to get away from the police. What did he land in? I forgot to run down the incorrect answers, so let me go ahead and do that for you now. In the Transformer movie franchise, there have been 5 Transformer movies, all terrible, and the Bumblebee one after that one. Miley Cyrus recently divorced from Liam Hemsworth. Natasha Romanova, that is Black Widow. The chess piece that can move diagonally is the Bishop. Tyrone Griffin is Ty Dolla Sign. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And on the Earth, the landmass, what it was called before the continent split, that is Pangea.
Yes.
There's your history / geography lesson going on there.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Super Bowl halftime show.
I saw that, yeah.
You see?
Yeah, I saw it.
Uh-huh. What do you think? Because they're saying it's going to be J-Lo and Shakira.
I think it's pretty good. People are complaining.
I'm not excited.
They're going to complain about all of it. I don't think any of the songs are very exciting to me at all, but I think it's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, it will be fun. Lots of energy. I mean, if you see clips of J-Lo during her concerts, it's a lot of dancing and lots of just,
I mean, Antoine.
Good energy.
You just turn the volume down and have yourself a little Shakira J-Lo time.
Shakira and the belly dancing?
There is worse ways to live.
Shakira, that's Shakira. True, but
Shakira has like two songs.
So
that's one of the two.
Is what's his face going to come on, you think?
Wyclef?
Yeah, Wyclef for Hips Don't Lie.
Oh, maybe.
This is
a good song with Beyonce,
it's
too.
It's in Miami, so Pitbull will probably come out at some point.
Pitbull's
too.
Already there. He's sitting there on the field.
He's just waiting.
Yeah, he is. You know who I do think is going to be a special guest? I'm just feeling the vibe based on her music. I feel like they're going to have Camila Cabello come out. Because it's in Miami. So? She's got the Havana song. There's a lot
Havana,
of Cubans there.
La la.
I don't know. I just kind of see that one.
There's a possibility of that. Yeah.
I'm feeling it in my loins. But I'm also, I got a steroid shot yesterday, so I'm just.
That could be it.
My nipples are hard.
Oh, gosh. Why are you rubbing yourself like that?
Wow.
I know. Okay, well, moving on.
It's that kind of day.
Please, something else.
All right, because Mila Kunis, she is very mad. This right here is not good for Ashton Kutcher because you know that his ex-wife, Demi Moore, she's releasing a book and it goes into their marriage and all kinds of details about threesomes and stuff like that. Well, they say Mila is really upset by it.
Okay.
Because she doesn't like the fact that, you know, that's her husband.
Uh-huh.
That's her.
But those are all
her
the things.
Child's father.
All true.
All true, yes. But she doesn't like that information is out there. So that could cause issues in their household if you think about it.
And with the kids.
So is she mad at him or is she mad at
Demi
Moore.
But she can't really be mad at Demi. So she could just take it out on Ashton.
Yeah. But I do understand.
I get her
perspective because this is personal. They have intimate a family,
details.
Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. But it's stuff that he did.
What's the rule on that? If someone decided to write a book about you and your life, are they allowed to? Do they need your permission? Or is it okay just to write a book
about
someone?
People do those unauthorized biographies all the time. They do not need permission. If everything they have can be readily found or, you know through sources and stuff, no, they don't have to.
So if I decided I just want to write about Beyonce and Jay-Z and I put a book out there.
You can do it.
Now, where you walk the line, it's slander if you make stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
But if everything,
my feeling.
If everything you say is true, then it's not slander. Uh-huh. And it's also very hard to prove slander anyway, because you can say, well, my source said blah, blah, blah. So you don't have to say this is fact. You can say this is what I've heard, you know, that kind of thing. So, I'm going to write the Monica Brooks unauthorized biography.
What?
It's going to be very interesting. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time. Hip Hop Spelling Bee is next. Antoine versus Monica. And then 8:30, your K92 secret sound clue, as well as blow your mind. So did that dude try to jump off balcony, get away from police? What did he land in? Another guy, he got arrested because he divorced his wife.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was one additional thing that he did.
He messed up.
He messed up. He did it on purpose. You make it sound like it's a mistake. We'll get into that as well here on your Friday thing. Awesome foursome. Four songs to kick off the weekend as well. That's at 9 o'clock here on K92. Because it's a hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee.
Say what?
It's a hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee.
Show no.
Listen to the sound of my nasally voice. You're going to have to do it because you got no choice. But it's okay because you and me going to play a little hip hop spelling bee. Woo! So what's up? Monica, you were chosen first.
Yes.
So you get to go first today in the game. Hip hop spelling bee. Monica Brooks, please spell Kaya.
Kaya. My neck, my back.
My.
Okay.
Oh,
shoot. How do you spell her name?
Kaya.
It should be right there.
It should be because of my neck. Monica
Kaya.
is the only person I know that likes that song.
K-H-I-A, Kaya.
K-H-I-A,
yeah.
Kaya is... correct. Mm. That is correct.
Nice.
I had to sing the song a little bit to myself. I'm like...
over and over again, obviously.
I feel violated.
Music video. Don't watch it.
Then why would you bring it up?
I don't know.
Yeah. See, don't tell people not to do something because then they're going to go do it. K-H-I-A. That is correct. Yeah.
And now they know how to spell her name to find a music video.
I know. That is one of the worst songs of all time.
Yeah.
It is.
It's either that one or what's the one? Oops, tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pickle all right,
let's not, let's not go down this road.
Okay, thank you. We're already there. It's a way worse road than the Old Town Road. Antoine, here's yours in round one. Please spell Afro B. Afro B.
She gets Kaya and I get Afro B. Afro B. A-F-R-O. And the letter B. Afro B.
Just that simple.
Just that simple.
Okay. All right. Good. Just that simple.
I never heard of this person before.
I like that. I know Anton's all complaining. I'm thinking in my head, yo, it's just that simple. All tied up 1-1. Round two of the hip hop spelling bee. I believe Monica Brooks is a big fan of Maxo Cream.
Maxo Cream.
Maxo.
Oh, yeah. So you got a pain in your back.
For your back. Yeah.
Yep. Your neck, your back.
Maxo.
Yeah. My neck, my back.
It's a theme.
Maxo Cream.
It's a theme to this game.
All Maxo Cream.
Maxo. How are you doing it, Maxo? Okay. Maxo Cream. M-A-X hyphen O.
Okay.
K-R-E-M-E.
K-R-E-M-E. Like mm-hmm. Krispy Kreme.
Uh-huh.
But Maxo Cream.
I like it.
He's Maxo Cream. You are.
Oh, I liked
that
it, though.
That means you're wrong.
I did like it. I liked your spelling.
Maxo Cream. Maybe someday Krispy Kreme will do the Maxo Cream.
Oh, yeah.
And put a, just a
double
big,
the cream.
That's the kind of thing Americans love. Double the cream. Antoine, your chance to steal.
All right. I'm just going to go straight forward. Maxo Cream. M-A-X-O-C-R-E-A-M.
That means you're wrong.
Go straight forward with this.
Sorry. Monica Brooks, you were very close, actually.
Really?
The correct spelling of Maxo Cream is M-A-X-O-K. R-E-A-M. Maxo Cream.
I was close, too. Yeah, I was one letter off.
Yeah, but so was she. And she at least got the K, so I give it to her that way. Okay, Antoine, here's yours in round two. It's all tied 1-1, so if you get this one right, you win. Please spell A-M-B-J. A-M-B-J.
I feel like I'm being set up here.
AMBJ.
He just gave me letters.
Yo. That's a setup. That's a trap.
All right. AMBJ. That's not me spelling it. That's me saying it out loud.
I know.
But I'm also going to spell it that way. AMBJ. So AMBJ.
That's what you're doing. Nothing else. Just that.
Yep.
Okay. Antoine? No, I'm sorry.
That means you're wrong.
That is incorrect. It was not a trap. AMBJ.
AMBJ.
Now, before you start. Oh, hello. Go ahead and...
what happened?
What happened?
I heard something nobody else did, but it's funny. Okay. If you get this right, you win. Get it wrong, we go to tiebreaker.
Okay.
A-M-B-J. It was just the way you repeated it, because you put a pause between two different letters.
Oh. Oh.
A-M-B-J. Oh.
Okay, so...
It's Friday, man.
Okay. Well, okay.
Secret Sound Clue is... It's going to... It's say 8:30. I got to do some commercials and songs, so it's going to be about 6 minutes away, but go ahead.
Okay. A-M-B-J. A-M-B-J-A-Y-A-M-B-J.
Is?
That means you're wrong.
The correct spelling is A-M-B-J-A-A-Y.
You missed an A. You were there.
We go to the tiebreaker. Get it right, you win. Get it wrong, you lose. Here we go. Wale.
Monica.
Monica was first.
I said my whole name, too.
No, okay, you didn't. Wale. You didn't say your whole name either.
I was happy about that, too.
You're a liar.
All right, Wale. W-A-L-E, Wale.
Is
correct.
There it is. She got you on the buzzer, baby.
Always on the buzzer. Oh, my God.
Yep, Wale. W-A-L-E.
Yes.
It's always the buzzer.
Well...
Can't get you
and
on
she
that
got
one.
You on the buzzer. I know, because you never know if you want to think. You're like, crap, do I want to buzz in
I always
want
to spell it in my head first. Yeah.
She don't want to think.
No.
She rolls right in there. She don't care. So congratulations, Shauna.
Oh,
you are the big winner.
Yes.
Smith Mountain Lake Wine Festival this weekend. Visit smithmountainlake.com. That is the website. Next, I'll do your secret sound clue first. Then we'll get into Blow Your Mind. So right on the other side of these commercials in one song. So give me 6 minutes, and we will hit that up for you on the thing. Blow Your Mind right now. Dude's running from the cops, jumps off a balcony. What does he land in? I'll tell you right now, but first you need the secret sound clue.
Guess the K92 secret sound. Win all the cash. Need help? Here comes a clue.
I don't want to disrespect our clue people. Drag them out for like another 5 minutes. So here we go. Clue 23. Not full price. Clue 23, not full price. Your next chance to win $5,000 is at 9. Open your K92 radio app. You had a bonus clue from yesterday. You have all the previous clues in there. Study them. They lead you to parts of the answer. I want you to win. From First Team Nissan, New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke, and K92.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Blow your mind. It's a good way to just mess around with these silly stories that you find. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about them, but I like making a game of things as well. So I take words out and we try to guess. Woman burns her ex's stuff. A lot of times people like to do that. Ends up blank. A, setting her apartment on fire. B, setting off the sprinkler system in the entire condo complex. Or C, burning her own hair.
C. You want A.
Antoine says C, burning her own hair. Monica yeah. Brooks says A, uh-huh. setting the apartment on fire. Ding, 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 Monica.
Correct.
You are correct. She did the left eye.
Yeah. She's like, she did wait and exhale. Set all this stuff on fire.
Is that happening? That when she sets all this stuff on fire and then it burns
in the car? Yeah, but it's his car.
Yeah, but she does it on purpose to set the car
on fire.
Yeah,
she's doing it intentionally.
Okay, so now that's intentional. Now to do the left eye, as we call it, left
and
eye.
She burned a house.
She was in TLC. She dated a football player named Andre Rison back in the day,
uh-huh.
and she tried to burn all his shoes, I think, in the bathtub, and then burn their entire mansion down
uh-huh,
by mistake.
I remember that.
Yeah,
yep, that's what this woman did too. 19 years old. Ariana Lillard, Lincoln, Nebraska, recently broke up with a boyfriend, decided to take all the love letters he had written her. I'm going to burn these. Mm. Burned them in a bathtub. And then there was still one smoldering. She went and took a nap because I guess burning takes a lot out of you.
Yeah,
she was crying and
emotionally.
She was just,
yeah. Caught the carpet on fire. Apartment in flames.
No good.
Wood chipper. Wood chipper is where you put the stuff. We should do that again sometime. Remember we did? You weren't even here yet. It was just pre-Monica Brooks K92 wow. morning thing. We brought a wood chipper out, and people brought their ex's stuff, and we threw it in the wood chipper. And we had a guy bring a wedding dress.
Oh.
Yeah, and we stapled it to a big piece of wood and just tossed it in the chipper. Oh, it was fun. Yeah, I like that. So if anyone has a wedding dress that they want to throw through a wood chipper, text into 52353. We'll make some arrangements, yeah. All right, next story. Here's divorce, so it makes sense. Guy goes to jail for divorcing his wife because blank. Now I'll let Antoine guess first because I guess you know this story. A, he threw a muffin at her. B, he signed his name in poop. Or C, he didn't tell her.
C.
You say C?
Correct.
Yep. Did not tell her.
Didn't tell her. Divorced her, didn't tell her. Now, forged her signature. That's why you get in trouble with all of this stuff. You can't do that. All of a sudden she finds out, wait, we're divorced.
He was really trying to get out of there.
Yep. You want to talk about passive aggressive, though. Yeah. See, we are such wimps now. God, this is even, you could have at least texted, we're getting a divorce. I didn't even do that.
Nope.
Just forges a signature and tries to disappear. Yeah, well, Paul, you're in jail now, so out you go, Paul. Last story. Awesome Foursome is on the way. Four songs, all from the same great year of your life. Also, we have to do a Friday version of One Gotta Go because there's a candy discussion that's going viral. And to me, there's a definitive answer in this one. But I see on the internet, there's not.
I don't think there is.
Oh, I think there is.
Because I'm going back and forth with my choice.
Well, I'm going back, and then I'm not going forth again. I'm good to go. Last one, guy fleeing police, jumps off balcony, lands in blank. A, manure. B, a vat of ranch dressing. C, a wasp's nest.
C.
I'm going manure.
You say manure, like Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Monica Brooks.
Say wasp.
Correct.
Yeah. Ow.
Yeah. Yep. Idiot in Germany jumps off a balcony running from police and lands directly into a wasp's nest.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now, I do give him props. They have not caught him yet because he kept running anyway.
Well, I got to run off the pain.
Well, he took off, and then what happened is the police ran after him, and they started getting stung by bees.
So forget it.
Yeah, they were like, I do not get paid enough for this. I'm risking my life as it is. I'm not doing this no more. I am done. But he did. He got all his boo-boos, so there's that. Got what he deserved. All right, One Gotta Go is next. Halloween candy. Or it's just candy in general. And then Awesome Foursome. Four throwback songs, all from the same great year of your life. Let's kick this weekend off, and let's do it right.
K92 Morning Things. One Gotta Go.
Bye-bye.
All right, One Gotta Go. That's where we give you a series of things, and you got to eliminate one. And this one's been sweeping the interwebs right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it everywhere. I've seen it on Facebook. It started on Twitter.
Yes. And then, I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah. And everyone's been reposting on Facebook. And to me, there's no debate here. But I guess there is.
There has to be. There are like six items.
So they're saying it's one candy. This is Halloween time, so sit here and we talk about candy. And you can weigh in at 52353 if you want to text in. Your candy choices. One of them has to be erased forever.
Uh-huh.
You don't ever get to have it again. Snickers, Kit Kat, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, M&M's, Milky Way, and Twix. There's a lot of choices there. You got six different candies. Snickers, Kit Kat, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Milky Way, and Twix.
Yep.
One's got to go, Monica. Which one's
Milky
going?
Milky Way's gone.
You know, Milky Way's gone.
Yeah,
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah, Milky Way.
I knew you would say that one.
Like Musketeers, all that.
Monica's a hater of nougat.
Yeah.
Now, the Musketeers isn't even on this list. It's not even good enough because they know if they put the Three Musketeers on, which is worst candy bar in the history of the world, it is gone.
That's hilarious because I love Three Musketeers.
That makes sense.
I love Three Musketeers.
You like a pillowy nougat?
I love nougat.
I loved Three Musketeers.
I love nougat.
When I was nine. But I evolved. I learned about other candy bars. I moved on. So you said Milky Way.
Milky Way's gone.
So it's the nougat and the caramel and the chocolate.
No,
it is gone. You say no debate whatsoever. Antoine.
I'm getting rid of Twix.
What?
I'm getting rid of Twix.
I'm getting rid of you.
I'm getting rid of Twix.
How dare you?
I'm getting rid of Twix.
No.
M&M's a staple. Reese's Cup, like, that's untouchable.
Yeah.
Kit Kat has the best commercial jingle of all time.
Milky Way?
I love Milky Way. I love nougat.
Oh.
I love Milky Way.
You're going to get rid
of the Twix. When I go into our HR office and she has the candy in there, I usually walk out with a Three Musketeer and a Milky Way.
You're the only one. So she just buys that those candy bars for you.
I'm her favorite.
When the only Milky Way and Three Musketeers are in there, I just walk out. I walk out with hell. Wow, Twix.
I'll get like a Crunch Bar before I get a Twix. I mean, Twix, they're good.
I can't even with you. I don't even know if I can look at you anymore.
Crunch Bar.
Twix, I believe.
About the Crunch.
Twix is my favorite on that list.
Oh, no.
I mean, I like a peanut butter cup, too.
Yeah, that's my favorite. A regular size.
I'm sorry, but I think there is no question that M&M should go.
M&M's.
I wanted
to. No.
A plain. Now, if you go and you look at this discussion and you see the pictures, the only question here is a plain M&M.
What?
So just a regular M&M, which I'm sorry, is useless. When it comes to
candies,
a regular M&M is a very disappointing and useless candy.
That's some crap right
there. There is no discussion.
For somebody
who says that I have the worst food takes, M&M is the candy that goes.
A plain M&M?
Your candy take. But
people reach in and just grab
it. Remember, Monica. Remember, Monica. We had to name, in Fat Chance earlier this week, Zach had to name candy that wasn't a candy bar.
He said
Twinkies and all kinds of cakes and stuff.
So Zach's not into candy.
We can't pay attention to him.
I'll tell you what, I didn't name M&M because I had already eliminated it from history. I knew it didn't even need to be there. Now, M&M with peanut, I love it. The almond in there or dark chocolate M&M. I think all of those are good. I like the
dark chocolate.
Ones.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I like all those.
You have a terrible taste in candy.
But a plain M&M.
Do you like black licorice?
Tastes like cheap old
candy. Oh, wait. You like black licorice?
He's that one.
You're not a part of the candy conversation.
Yes.
All right, look here.
You don't get to talk about this.
Yeah, because you always
say black licorice.
Who's eating black licorice?
When you said
Zach.
When you said Twix, everything else that comes out of your mouth now is just
all right, Monica, you say it then.
Black licorice.
You say it then.
There's no one. The only person I know that enjoys that, Zach.
Now, it's not even real candy.
It's not even real candy. It's poison.
I will tell you right now, I will freely admit, if you put black licorice on this list, I would get rid of that one first, too. It's not like it's my favorite, but
you eat it.
But M&M's, I'm sorry, a plain M&M serves no purpose.
What are you talking about? It's just chocolate, straight chocolate.
It's missing all the good stuff. It's like having plain ice
cream. But you're saying dark chocolate. Dark chocolate's bitter.
Dark chocolate is way better than regular chocolate. There is not even a dispute on that. Antoine, don't even try.
I do enjoy dark chocolate.
I like it, but it's not better than regular chocolate.
When it comes to this list right here, M&M's, they have to stay on the list.
That was a terrible opinion. That's
not
the worst thing. That's the worst opinion I've ever heard you give.
Quiet Twix.
What else did you have left on that? Well, you said the Snickers bar.
Kit Kat.
Snickers, I think Kit Kat goes before
M&M's. Yeah, I would get rid of Kit Kat before M&M's. M&M's?
Tune in Monday morning when it's Zach and two new people. I am after.
No, Zach, you're the one that's gone.
Oh, good.
Tune in on Monday when it's Antoine, Monica, and somebody with good taste in candy.
I'm actually looking forward to that. My severance check's going to be great. Yes. You want to weigh in? 52353. We're all a different team. Let's see who, you know what? Let's see whose team can win on the text. Okay. 52353. Are you team Monica that the Milky Way has to go? Are you team Antoine that the Twix must be gone?
Uh-huh.
Or are you team Zach? Plain M&M? Which one is it? Text in to 52353. And if you're someone that's going to get rid of a Reese's peanut butter cup, don't text because I don't even want to know you exist.
Oh.
You're a sad person on the inside. That's why some of them don't like peanut butter. But anyway, there it is. Who will win? We'll figure it out as we kick off the awesome foursome here next, as well as $5,000 for you if you can identify the K92 secret sound. Here we go.
One big.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.